What's up, everybody? Thanks for checking out our breaks here at MojoBreak.com. Did you know we have another site where we ship sealed boxes around the world? It's MojoBreakShop.com. We do pre-sales. We have all the wax you can imagine on the website, and we're offering a special introductory coupon for 10% off anything on the site. It's one-time use only. Save big on prices that are already lower than most websites out there. So get your stuff shipped right to your door and be your own breaker at MojoBreakShop.com.
Use discount code MOJO10 at checkout on MojoBreakShop.com for your introductory 10% off discount. What is going down, everyone? It's time for MojoBreak.com, the hype, episode number 181. We got another action-packed episode for you guys. 2021 Topps Inception is out, so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about undervalued QBs in the hobby, and we're going to debate their prices amongst their contenders and their Prism Silvers. So we got a great show. We're also going to talk about cards that you wouldn't think were selling for a lot that have two athletes on it. So that's going to be kind of interesting. As always, the site is MojoBreak.com for your group breaks. If you want wax shipped sealed to your house, it's MojoBreakShop.com. And we have a 10% off code for first-time users to get your sealed wax there. It's Mojo10, so check that out. Dan, what's going down?
What up?
C-Rat, what's going down? How was Revolution Week, dude?
Amazing.
Yeah, are you revolutioned out?
It was everything I dreamt it would be.
Yeah.
And more.
And more.
You got a little Braun Galactic, right?
Yep. Braun Galactic on the first day and Wiseman, you know, this is a PC guy, so I was excited about that.
Nice, man. Yeah, I mean, I obviously haven't ripped as much Revolution as you have, but it's they didn't change it. It's the same old great Revolution, and it's a lot of fun to rip. I mean, like the 8-box case is like the perfect amount of cards. It's just like, it's the perfect amount. Everybody gets a card. You've got 3 autos, so you're chasing those, and you're chasing the Galactics.
That's about the base. It's the right amount. You know, they did change it up a little bit. They added an autograph parallel this year, which wasn't there last year. So
yeah. Which, you mean the number to 25 one?
The 149. They never had that before.
Oh, that's right.
That's new and improved.
I haven't pulled one, so I didn't know that. So
it's basically the Kaboom background too. It's like, but they call it Fractal. It's weird.
Fractal Auto, huh?
Yeah,
I
interesting.
Don't know.
I
think Panini One actually has the correct amount of base.
Panini One.
Well, zero.
Well, basketball. There's one base.
There is one base card. Yeah. That's actually. It's a little
one. One.
Yeah, so they could get those inserts. Well, they use all the football inserts before they can get a one.
Not one on one.
Yeah.
That would make too much sense, but whatever.
Well, and happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody out there. I got the green on. I've got the
my pants are green.
Corned beef and cabbage on the slow cooker at home tonight, so we'll see how that turns out. I'm excited for that. You guys do anything for St. Patty's Day on a Wednesday? It's like in the middle of the week.
Lads.
I just mailed it in. No green.
Green beer?
No, I ain't drinking beer. I'm doing the gluten-free thing for a little while.
Beer has gluten?
Beer has gluten. It's made, I think it's made with wheat and barley. I think it actually has extra gluten.
Well, I'll never go gluten-free.
You could drink like hard cider. It doesn't have gluten.
Interesting.
But that kind of defeats the purpose on St. Patty's Day.
We should have ordered C-Rat some green beer for tonight while he's on the feed to celebrate. So
green beer?
You know.
Oh, Heineken? I drink Heineken.
No, they put like dye in it.
It's just green dye. It's basically Budweiser with green food dye.
Yeah, just to be festive, you know.
Shoot, but if I drink it out the can, I wouldn't even notice the difference, though.
Right? Yeah, exactly. You have to get it in a clear glass, right? So, well, on St. Paddy's Day, Inception dropped today. Inception Baseball 2021, and you know, it's always an exciting time because, you know, March, weather's starting to get a little bit better out there. Baseball's right around the corner, and you got basically a hit-based product to kind of kick off the year. I mean, we had the Series 1. We've had the Donruss and stuff, but Inception is one of my favorite all-time products. Started with Bowman Inception when it was a prospect-based product and evolved into what it is now where it's, you know, one hit. It's either a patch auto or an on-card auto. And it's got a loaded checklist this year. It's a 16-box case, so if you're getting a case break, there's going to be 16 hits. But as me and Dan learned this morning, a lot of boxes had multiple hits. It was like 2 hits in a box.
Bonus.
So, you know, you're getting case breaks that had 17 or 18 hits. And I know it's too early to call, but I feel like what happened with 2020 with the pandemic and the 60-game season for baseball, a lot of rookies got held out. And, I mean, you're looking at this checklist, and there is about 10 to 15 solid rookies, in my opinion. And this rookie class for 2021 baseball could possibly go down in history as one of the greatest rookie classes of all time for cards. I want to hear your thoughts on that one, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, we actually saw it with Series 1, 2021 Series 1 with all the rookies. Joe Adele, who has a rookie in there.
Yep.
Watch out for Joe Adele. Watch out for the Angels in general. Ohtani looks great. This is the make or break year for Ohtani. He's hitting triple digits on the radar gun, hitting bombs. If he stays healthy, he could win an MVP.
Yep.
I said that right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you hear that? You hear that?
I hope so, because we have a few cards.
And, yeah, you got Alec Baum. My dude, Ryan Mountcastle.
There's so many.
Now, the Orioles are probably not going to be great, but Mountcastle may put up insane
numbers. Is he going to be the face of the Orioles?
He could be, until Rushman gets there, probably.
You think Rushman's going to be better than Mountcastle?
I don't know.
I don't trust catchers as much anymore.
Really?
I've been burned with Posey,
really,
man.
Last week you sat there and talked about how underappreciated and undervalued Buster Posey
was. That's
what
I'm saying. And so any catcher will be the same. I mean, the best you can hope for is to be Mike Piazza, which is Mike Piazza
but
in the same category
as... What league does Rushman play in? Or what league is he going to play in?
Yeah, he could be a DH.
He can be a DH.
But you're looking at this list. I mean, even the Braves with Christian Pache in here. Joey Bart
for
the
Giants.
I feel
like he's been a rookie for a long time.
I feel like that too, but he's gaining some steam.
Dylan Carlson?
Yep, Dylan Carlson for the Cardinals is in here. I mean, Leody Tavares. And then not even counting like the vets. The A's have McGuire. The Yankees have Jeter. There's Bryce Harper, there's Mike Trout. I mean, there's just a lot to hit in this product. And usually in prior years, you'd have 3, 4, 5 teams that don't have any autos. That is not the case this year. Every team has at least one autograph. Diamondbacks probably being the worst with just one Dalton Varsho, and the Rockies with Ashton Godeau, who I don't know who
Godeau?
That is.
Godeau? I hit him.
You hit him?
Yeah, in okay. my half.
So definitely check out the website for more Inception. We've got more tonight. I mean, most of them are selling out, but we've got some on Thursday, and we have actually some on Friday as well. It's, like I said, one of my favorite products, and I'm super excited this year for it. And it's the biggest checklist I've ever seen. The Dodgers have Cody Bellinger. I mean, there's Yelich. I mean, it's insane.
And you know what they did do is obviously the patch autos have always been stickers, but they kept it true, and they got on-card autos for the base auto.
Yeah.
Even in the middle of the pandemic, we've seen Revolution go the way of the sticker.
Yep.
Go the way of the sticker.
But not Tops
and
Section.
And no next day autos, too. Yep.
So, I mean, out of these rookies, I know your guy, like, let's take Ryan Mountcastle out of the equation. Like, if you had to pick one of the 2021 rookies that are in Inception, which one would you pick and why?
I already said I like Adele. I like Joe Adele. Five tools. Him or Alec Baum?
Yeah. Any names? I know you haven't broke it yet, but any names stand out to you?
Oh, man. You know me. I'm just looking for 6.5, so we're going Jesus Sardo out here.
He's not a rookie, though, anymore.
Oh, man.
He's always a rookie.
Actually, I don't know if the A's actually
they
have
a rookie.
A rookie,
it looks like.
It's, there are four guys are all vets, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I like Mountcastle too, but Alec Baum, I think I'm intrigued by personally. Bryce Harper.
Seth Brown is
Phillies,
not a rookie.
You know, Seth Brown. Maybe Seth Brown.
So is Mountcastle the main guy to go for this year?
Joe Adele would be slightly in the lead in that category. Alec Baum probably would be another guy that people are going for the most. But the Angels, I think, are the highest priced team for Inception for the reason that you could also hit a Mike Trout. But they do have Jamai Jones, too. Rookie patch autos of Jamai Jones, who could be another guy to look out for. Who's a lot of these guys, I feel like their Bauman was just like last year, and they're like they're rookies. Because of what happened with the season.
Kirloff.
You got Kirloff, which I haven't seen yet. That's a guy who had a big spring and who's had a big offseason. So, Madrigal. You got Nick Madrigal, who's not going to hit for power, but could possibly be in the talks of like leading the league in runs or batting average because he's going to be sandwiched around Eloy and Luis Robert, all those guys in that lineup.
I think for the hobby, you got to hit
home runs. I know you got to hit home runs, but
I think also I was going to ask you guys, I know generally baseball collectors, they don't like go for second year type stuff a lot of times, but what do you think Luis Robert this year is still going to sell well for his second year stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he'll be a top 5, top 10 hit in the product, at least initially until some of the rookies kind of, you know, come to be and people figure out who they're going to collect. I mean, all it's going to take, I mean, Bobby Witt's not in here, but like everybody's talking about Bobby Witt right now. But I mean, there's like 15 guys that one of these guys is going to be like leading the league in something, if not 5, 6, 7 of these guys. So it's going to be insane. Topps Chrome is going to be insane this year. If it has this kind of checklist with the rookies, Topps Chrome is going to be
insane. A lot of rookies, right?
Yeah.
What if they only had like, do you think Topps Chrome would be good even if they had like half of these rookies?
I think so. Yeah, absolutely.
Because most years in Topps Chrome, you are just chasing like literally like two or three guys.
Two or three guys,
right?
Usually.
Yeah, but you get Topps Chrome will always put vets in there as well.
Yeah, so you got that. I mean, and then with the emergence of Tatis, I mean, there's just so many hits in this product. And
that means optics gonna be good this year.
Optics gonna be good, and yeah, people were sleeping on baseball, but baseball's awoken. I mean, we've got this season with baseball cards is gonna be bigger than I think most people imagine because basketball and football were so big. Now that football's over, some guys are already getting into baseball. Bowman prices are already going crazy. Jason Dominguez boxes are going crazy.
Yep.
Wander Franco 2019 Bowman jumbo boxes, I think, are $1,500. Tatis rookie 2019 Chrome boxes, hobby, are like $700. Jumbos are like $1,500 on the Topps Chrome.
Wow.
So it's already starting to heat up, this parallel era transferring over to baseball. And Topps Inception is a kind of a nice welcome, I think, in my opinion. And with Bowman around the corner, with Heritage around the corner. So
And I know, like, usually, right, like every year, like especially like something like a Bowman, the first Bowman release, it always feels like every year, like we're just chasing maybe like one main guy.
Yeah.
But it sounds like not necessarily Bowman, but every other baseball release this year, there's a lot of from what you guys talk about, it seems like there's a lot of good rookies to go for. So.
Yeah, I mean, some of these guys may not make it out of camp and stuff like that, but there's so many of them that I think there's going to be at least 5 people are going to want.
Hey, so forget, it sets it up for a hot baseball year.
Yeah, and I didn't even mention Ke'Bryan Hayes.
Joey Bart may not make the team out of spring training, but we'll see.
Did they it shows you how much I've been paying attention to is the DH going to happen for National League this year or no?
I don't think so. Yeah, there we go. I went for it and I turned around and Cody gave the thumbs down.
I knew they were talking about it and I was hoping for the Giants regard that they could have, you know, Buster Posey and Joey Bart playing at the same time, but I mean, they can if one of them plays first, but yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what happens there. Joey Bart had a really bad last season, so we'll see if a full season, maybe with some fans in front of him and, you know.
Bounce back, man. He gonna bounce back, man.
I don't know if Joey Bart is on the opening day roster.
Really?
I don't. They sent him to not the instructional league, but they definitely did, like, send him in another direction that's probably not going to put him on the opening day roster.
All right. Well, I had hopes for him, but we'll see.
His career is not over.
It's not over.
Okay.
But you gotta imagine.
I think he needs more bats in the minors. I think he needs more time behind the plate catching. That was actually the main thing that was very obvious watching Joey Bart last year. He is not ready to catch in a major league game.
Yeah, I mean, baseball is such a mental sport. I played baseball for 15 years. Obviously, was never good enough to get anywhere.
Did you make it?
No, I made it. I made it to open the cards, guys. I made it. That's what I made it for. But, you know, these guys played their whole, you know, lives. They played 15, 16, 17, 18 years of baseball. And then all of a sudden you're playing in a 60-game season with no noise whatsoever. And you're like, you have to do good. I mean, that's got to be pretty hard. To basically go from like screaming fans and you being the best player on your team to being like, I have to do good now. And then it's really, really, really quiet when I'm batting. I mean, that's a big change for a rookie. I mean, like a seasoned veteran like Mike Trout and stuff like that, who's been there before, that's probably pretty easy transition.
I actually think it would
transition.
Be harder for, say, a 5 to 10 year vet to do that transition as opposed to a younger player.
But I think when you're a younger player, you know you're expendable, even as Joey Bart. I know he was a first rounder, but he's expendable and he has to perform.
But veteran ball players are a creature of habit. Like they go out there and they're like used to having their pregame, and they're used to having the fans, and they're usually used to having all that. Like rookies haven't really had that.
Right, but I think they're in their head a little bit more, and you know, you hit those rookie walls or that sophomore slump and stuff like that that these guys run. Who knows? I mean, I mean,
you know, not every rookie that comes up hits 350 in their first month.
Right, right.
You know, Mike Trout, his first call up, he ended up getting sent down. It doesn't really mean
anything.
And
that's what I'm saying, is that coupled with doing something that you used to do is completely different now, and you have to come up and do that. I mean, it's even harder. So, like Joe Adell, obviously he was, the ball bounced off his glove, went over the fence, and that's what we remember last year's Joe Adell. So, I mean, that probably weighed on him. So now he's going to have a chance, a whole 162 game season. He's going to be out there. He's going to try to perform, and I think he's going to be fun.
Man, I've watched that play. That play is really not that bad. If you compare it to the Jose Canseco, with the ball hitting him in the head and going over the wall, that's a lot worse. And Jose was able to survive. I mean, did he? Well, he, remember that game? I think he was still on the Rangers. I don't know what was going on with the Rangers. That happened, and he ended up pitching, and he ended up like hurting his arm.
It's funny that you bring him up, because my wife was like, did you hear J-Lo and A-Rod broke up? And I'm all, I bet Jose Canseco's happy. I was like, the first thing I thought of, because that's all I've seen on Twitter, is how he wanted to tell J-Lo that A-Rod's been cheating for years and nobody took him seriously.
They're back together.
Oh, they're back together now. Okay, so they didn't break up. But like,
wedding's back on.
But
that's good.
Jose Canseco tweeted out, what did he say? Good morning to everybody except A-Rod.
Yeah, day. I mean, I don't know what A-Rod did to him. But
probably stole all his ladies, bro. That's what it is.
I have no idea, but they don't have a good relationship.
Not at all. Not at all. All right. Well, once again, we got Inception. The website is mojobreak.com for your breaks. Everything is scheduled. If you're on a computer, you can go on the right side of the site and see our times for our breaks. If you're on a mobile phone, you can scroll down the bottom, and those times are Pacific, and they correspond with our live YouTube schedule. But we're going to get into two is better than one, tandem cards. Tandem cards have been on the rise, not necessarily dual autos, but cards that have two star or legend athletes on them. You can see highlighted is one of the dual autos that is pretty cool. It's going into golden auctions. Is a Michael Jordan Tiger Woods, which is, I know this flab looks silly, but it's a phenomenal card. That's one side of the spectrum that I know is the dual autos, and we know why those sell. But the dual card is selling, the 2008 Topps Chrome Kobe Bryant, which has LeBron on it as well, defending him. Recently sold via auction, the X-Fractor, which is numbered to 288, sold for $57,000. So a card that does not have an auto and is neither a rookie of neither of the guys. Sold for $57,000. I mean, yeah, it's a cool design, but like, where is this industry headed? Has everything else gotten so priced out that we're like looking for the next thing, and now this thing's priced out?
I don't know about you, man, but $57,000 kind of priced me out.
you were in at 56.
No, I mean,
at some point, these probably ascended for the last couple months. I'm saying that somebody was probably buying these fairly cheap, and then now they're the bee's knees now as well. So you can't get it because obviously everybody wants it. But $57,000 for a LeBron Kobe X-Fractor to 288. The next one on the rise is the Tracy McGrady Kobe, where Kobe's guarding Tracy McGrady. It's a Tracy McGrady card that Kobe is guarding. The other one is a Kobe Bryant card that LeBron is guarding him. What are your thoughts on something like this, C-Rad, that a card, just a regular card with two guys, are people going to be, they're going to start digging through all their boxes and see if they can find a card with two guys on it?
You know, I can't explain it.
I know, nothing.
It kind of seems like it started with,
I think,
was it the Menendez brothers?
It feels like that.
The Mark Jackson.
Yeah. I know which one you're talking about.
NBA hoops.
I think the main takeaway, obviously, though, the two examples that we showed was that it has Kobe on it, right? So
yeah.
I think that's the main factor. I think people are looking for the, you know, like the coolest Kobe cards they could find, right? It's like, what are some cards that make could become iconic? Like something with Kobe and LeBron on it. I could see that the that like lane of thinking where it's like, you know, they're these are, you know, obviously two of the greatest of all time on a card together, a chrome card at that, you know, a Topps chrome card. When are we ever going to get that ever again? Maybe probably not ever. So, you know, I could see why that is a thing. But if it starts extending to beyond like Kobe and guys like LeBron to where it's like, shoot, I don't know, what's a good example? Like Draymond Green and Andre Drummond duel on the same card. If that starts to become a thing, then I can't explain it. But the Kobe thing I kind of understand. Bro.
Look at this. I mean, there's a 16-17 Donruss Optic base card of LeBron James with Kobe on the card.
Mm-hmm.
$100. Mm-hmm. Just for a base, not even graded. So it is obviously some kind of a trend where people are trying to find these cards.
Yeah.
With they probably
people are speculating about the next big one,
right? So
it's
they're
like
all yeah.
whatever has Kobe, whatever has LeBron.
You know, there you won't see. This is weird because there was also some lawsuits regarding Jordan being
Jordan
in the background
of some cards.
Yep, they tried to sneak that one in.
Yeah, it was what year was that? It was a Panini.
It was
card.
Last year.
Yeah.
It was last year's
card.
And
it was Jordan in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wonder if there's a card that has, like, there's got to be cards from the 80s that have, like, Jordan Magic or Jordan Bird, right? I mean,
yes.
You got to assume.
The next, yep, that's the next thing.
You know, but that's all Junk Wax era stuff, right? So, I mean, I know.
No such thing. It ain't Junk Wax. That stuff's worth a lot of money now.
Well, at some
Everything's
point.
Everything's going up.
At some point, a lot of the, like, we talk about it every now and then, but at some point, the Junk Wax era, so much of it is going to be thrown away and forgotten that some of it's going to eventually become sought after.
It's not junk.
Like even 50, 60 years from now, right? Our cards from the 90s, people are going to be like,
yeah, you could do it. The Junk Wax era can't live on forever.
No, but I already said it's not Junk Wax anymore because it's worth a lot of money. Like,
yeah.
I saw some pictures from the Dallas card show that they had, and somebody had some, I mean, it was like mid-90s hoops basketball, and it was on it for like $150.
Yeah. That's not junk anymore.
No, that's not junk.
Yeah, it's not junk.
No.
Jeez. It's crazy. I mean, but this is like, you know, you had Kobe chromes that were 2 years ago were 1,000, now they're 50,000. So it's like, you know, it's just like people start like going down the list of like, Now we're like at the 300th popular Kobe card. You know what I mean? Like, just now that one's in the forefront. People are all trying to get it. It's like
it's going up like the Bay Area housing market.
Right. It's like the 1,000th most popular Kobe card is going to be next because that's all like our common folk can afford, right?
Yep.
And common folk can't afford I can't afford a $57,000 card. I mean, what kind of volatility? I know there's only 288 because it's an X factor, but I mean, what kind of volatility does it have going forward if you paid $57,000?
Yeah, massive.
I mean, how could that go up? I don't know. Who knows? I mean, but how also could somebody spend $69 million on a NFT?
Mm-hmm.
On one single NFT. So a lot of things don't make sense. But it's fun to talk about. Now, multiple autos, you know, do multiple autos help or hurt the value of the card?
And I think that really depends on who's on the card, right?
Right. I mean, obviously this Jordan and LeBron is good, but you look at the other one next to it, and you got Aaron Rodgers, Matt Flynn, and Brian Brom. Which I don't know who at Upper Deck decided that in 2008 we're going to put the last three quarterbacks. I'm assuming the last three quarterbacks drafted by Green Bay. We're going to put them all on the card. And they know that all three of them are not going to be all greats, right? I mean, Matt Flynn had a chance. He went to the Seahawks, went to the Raiders.
How does that make you feel if you're like, if you're Brian Brom and Matt Flynn, then you look at that card and you're like, because I exist, I made that card way less valuable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I signed it, I actually devalued it.
Yeah, look at what it went for. You can't even get an Aaron Rodgers.
You can't get an Aaron Rodgers. Like those guys
$380 like, best offer, lower than that.
Yeah, that's tough, man. Like I think that card was undervalued, But I also feel that, like, an Aaron Rodgers collector is not going to want those two other quarterbacks on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, the answer to does it hurt or help, the answer is always, like, it could, one of two things for me. One, it could be, like, Jordan-LeBron situation where it's, like, two greats, like Jordan-LeBron, Jordan-Kobe, Kobe-LeBron, two guys like that, right? Those are always going to be fine. And then other than that, the only multi-cards I like to see is if I'm a team collector and I love the Warriors. I love those multi-immaculate cards that have, like, Draymond, Clay, and maybe another, you know, Bogut on there. Like, I love that.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, and I actually
anything else.
I think it can. I think it can help the card if it is the same team.
Right.
The one that kills me is if they have, like, and I know it's like the three top rookie quarterbacks, but let's say
it's inception.
Tua. If you go Tua, Burrow, and Herbert, right, and you have a triple auto of those guys,
or go 2019,
you would need. For that card to really appreciate, you need all three of them to perform at a ridiculous level.
Right, yeah.
If you have, say, Tua doesn't live up to the hype, or Burrow ends up only playing a couple years, and the only player who panned out and did really well was Herbert, that card's devalued because the other two guys are on there. And, like, there's no way to...
And that happens all the time.
Happens all the time. And and if it was the same team, like, if you take two or three players from the same team, same draft... That's fine because you're still going to be able to find a team collector for that team that's going to find value in that regardless of how well the players ended up turning out.
Well, I was going to point out the one that I think that they've been doing for years that I'm not a big fan of is Immaculate Dual Logo Mans. And I agree with you guys. If they do the Immaculate Dual Logo Man autos, they do it for the same team. If it's like, you know, John Moran, Brandon Clark, okay, that represents that era. But, like, you look at this, like Malcolm Brogdon and Wade Baldwin. So you've got the Bucks, and you have – and now they both did – I mean, Brogdon won Rookie of the Year and you know, somewhat panned out.
Yeah.
But Baldwin – so you got the Bucks and the Grizzlies. For one, they signed in two different inks on that one. So
I think – is that the same collegiate team?
I was going to say. Sometimes it's
maybe the same
collegiate team.
But it still doesn't make sense for a pro card.
No.
You look at John Collins, Tyler Dorsey, both Hawks, right, I guess. I mean, this the newer version, they've been doing more vets. So the newest – dual logo mans, Towns and Garnett.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Not $100,000.
I mean, Jaylen Brown and Brandon Ingram wound up paying off, kind of, right?
Yeah, they panned out, right, for both of them.
Both of them panned out.
I get that, but if you are a Jaylen Brown collector,
Celtics collector,
you're not going to want Brandon Ingram on the
card.
And
Laker
Brandon Ingram, yeah, well, and Brandon Ingram's on a different team now, too.
And if you are a Brandon Ingram collector, you're not going to want Jaylen Brown on the card.
Yeah, I've never understood that. Panini, I feel like you could just make another a logo man auto. Would that be okay? I mean, then we'd have two of them.
It'd be okay with me.
No.
It'd be okay.
So just save it for a vet, maybe? Like, well, I mean, that's the other thing, right? Is that these are player-worn logo mans, right? Mm-hmm. So you couldn't do, like, Jaylen Brown, Larry Bird, because it would be hard to have a game-worn Larry Bird.
But couldn't you hold it and then inventory that logo man and be like, okay, when we get a Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, they're on the same team, do a dual logo man of those two guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's always the rookies, though, so they're always making the dual logo mans of the rookies normally because they're all player-worn jerseys, right? So... I think that's where the challenge is, unless they did player-worn jerseys of the vets and the legends. But
no,
that might
please
be blasphemous.
No. Please, God, no.
But I don't know. I they look amazing, but if you invest in it, you have to hope that both of them pan out. You have to hope both of them pan out and both of them stay on the same team for that card to exceed its value from when it was pulled.
Yeah,
you're almost better off just selling it right when you get it because it's not going to go up.
It's too much of a risk, I think. I don't like it
as much. Yeah, as much as you know, I'm a mainly basketball guy. As much as I would love to have a logo man. I mean, every basketball collector wants a logo man in their collection. Those duels make the least sense.
Right. These they did 1 year, and I think they knew that they were running through their inventory. But the first year of Immaculate, they did the whole team books. So it was, you know, they have a one on eBay is Durant, Westbrook, Jeremy Lamb, Cephalosha, Perry Jones. So it's all Thunder guys. They had one for the Warriors too, like Thompson, Kurt. It was crazy. But they only did that for 1 year. But no autos, just a six book, six logo man book.
It's pretty cool.
But yeah, I think you know, you're really taking a chance when you do dual autos of rookies, no matter how hyped they are.
Even for vets, bro. Like, again, like, unless it's the top tier vets together on a card, it doesn't make sense to really long term keep those in your collection, to be honest.
Yeah.
Unless they're on the same team. Like, sometimes, look, a lot of times we'll see like Manning, Breeze,
Montana or something.
Rodgers on the same card. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like those makes that makes sense, right?
Or like Peyton Manning and Eli Manning.
Yeah.
You know what? I seen a lot of those. We pulled one in the hit parade recently where it had Breeze, Rodgers, Peyton, and then Eli on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And even then, it's kind of like, yeah, Eli's like, you know, he won 2 Super Bowls. He was a good quarterback. But it's like, does he belong on that card with those other three guys? You know what I mean?
It makes sense if you like take some of the best like quarterbacks of like that era. Like if you go.
So you're saying Eli is overrated.
I would never call Eli overrated. I just don't know if I put them on the same level as those guys.
I didn't want to cut you off, but he like segued perfect into underrated, overrated quarterback segment. which I don't know how they got your boy here. I thought that was Jared Goff, but that is Matt Stafford, the new quarterback.
He looks good in blue and gold, bro.
Rams.
He looks good.
How do you feel?
He looks like a champion.
You feel more confident going into the season with the Rams with Stafford as opposed to Goff the last couple years?
I don't know.
You don't know how it feels?
As an outsider looking into the Rams, like quarterback situation, I like Stafford a lot more than Goff.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe for like the immediate.
Immediate.
But
not for the long term.
Going down, like, let's face the Rams, like, in 2 years are going to need to find another quarterback.
Yes. Yeah.
So with Goff, you look at it and go, well, Goff probably has
10 years.
5-10 years left. So
we'll see, though. It's cold over there.
It is.
Where he is.
I mean, that
he might have the worst season of his life.
Poor California kid.
Yeah, he may retire after next year. I'm done. I made enough. I made enough on the Rams. I'm good.
They're going to have like the massive fans. Portable heaters on the bench for him, bro.
But you know what? I think they
play in a dome.
Still, it's probably still cold. you know what? Both fan bases probably were ready for change. I don't know, dude.
Rams fans, like, we're not quick to jump on Goff being the sole problem. I think generally, like, true Ram fans were probably kind of in shock that the Rams went ahead and did that trade. I understand why they did the trade. I think McVay and Goff may have had a little rift going down, and that's what made the trade really happen.
Yeah, I think you're right. So first we're going to start with the guy that was pictured next to Stafford here. We're going to talk a little Dak Prescott in terms of his cards.
Ooh.
In terms of his Prism 20, and he's a rookie 2016, so if you have some 2016 products, got a chance at some Dak rookies. And his contenders base, ungraded, went for $650 recently, and his Silver Prism, which I believe all of them in 16 are Silver Prisms,
yep.
I think, but there's just less rookies a box, went for a Gem 10, went for 11, 1,200. How are you feeling as a person potentially buying, trying to find a quarterback that's undervalued? Now, I mean, you know, we're not talking about Mahomes. We're not talking about Rodgers. We're not talking about guys that are like blue chip ready. We're talking about guys that may go up in value based on their performance for this upcoming year.
Let me in.
Go ahead.
All right. You can actually go back on the hype. I've said that Dak Prescott is grossly undervalued in the hobby.
And you still feel that way.
And I still feel that way. Actually, the most undervalued player in the hobby.
Wow.
Based on his position and where he plays and what he's capable of doing. I would go all in on Dak.
I like buying a little bit of him.
Everything.
Honestly, I think he's a scrub. You know, personally, he was leading the league in stats in like his first six games,
and they won two games. Dude, he got his leg ripped off.
He was throwing like 400 yards a game, and they were still losing the game. So obviously what he's doing
It's
not good enough.
I don't even, oh my God, how is that his fault?
You place the blame on the quarterback when they lose. He makes the plays.
No, you place the blame on the coaching staff or the game plan, but like, what do you want? He actually, before he got hurt, he was the best quarterback in the league.
Stat-wise, but he wasn't putting up wins. He had no wins last year.
Dude. Growth.
I'm not saying
you heard it here
first.
Take all your money, put it in Dak Prescott. Doug has no idea what he's talking about.
I'm not saying he's overrated, but I'm not like saying he's the best buy of the year.
It's at bias. It's at Niner fan.
No,
bias towards the Cowboys because they
play Cowboys.
No, because you know they just gave you that beatdown. Year after year after year after year.
No, it was pretty 50-50.
No, it was. That's not the way I remember it.
What was the catch was against the Cowboys?
The one time. And then it was year after year of Aikman and Smith and Irving. Now you're mad.
Well, his career record is 42-27. That's not too bad.
It's better than Jimmy Garoppolo.
His quarterback rating is 97. So, I mean, that goes along with you saying he's underrated, but why aren't the wins coming?
Undervalued and underrated.
He was 8-8 in 2019. He was 10-6 in 2018. He was 9-7 in 2017. He was 13-3 in his rookie year.
Winning record for most of those years.
Winning record for most of those years, but just I don't know. He should be have a better win percentage based on his stats. I don't understand what the difference is. He not making third down. I mean, what's his completion ratio on third down? I feel like maybe that's the key. Blake Bortles used to throw for 300 yards a game, but he would suck on third down.
Don't compare Dak Prescott to Blake
Bortles.
The
same guy. So you're buying if somebody has a $1,200 PSA 10 silver Dak Prescott, you're like, I'm buying
10 of them.
My 10 of them.
Right, easily.
I'll tell you what, I like that. I like the contenders price though at $650. That's
I do too. That's not bad.
That's an under.
Any prism, any optic, any contenders, any national treasures, I'm buying all of it.
RPA?
All of it.
Uh-oh, watch out, Doug.
Well, now I actually, you know what, I forgot about that. I don't know how I forgot about this, but you know how he's winning games? He probably has an auto arm.
Auto arm, yeah.
Because he auto-penned his card. So how could you trust a guy that can't even sign his signature?
He has a machine signing
some of his autographs.
I still call him the auto-pen guy, dude. I look at his autos that still come out to this day, like that he signs recently, and it looks perfect, man. Looks nice.
I mean, he does have a nice-looking auto, but the hobby remembers that kind of stuff.
Sort of.
No.
They do. No, they remember it.
It's like a century ago in the hobby.
Like, yeah, everybody, like, I would say, like, more than half of the people that are in the hobby now don't know what the hell you're talking about.
They weren't even collecting back then. Yeah, the auto pen. Tell us. Now, the auto pen was there was Prism autos that were signed in auto pen.
Doesn't stop people from paying ridiculous amounts for Luka.
Well, that's another point to make here is that the fact that his cards came out in like the dinosaur age of collecting. So there's not a whole lot of eyeballs watching him. People are watching Burrow and Herbert
and
Lawrence.
That is why he is the most undervalued player. In the hobby.
That's cheap.
There is nobody.
The whole category.
Like I would say Dak Prescott is a pretty high profile quarterback. The market that he plays in,
for
his rookie season to only be $650.
Based on where he plays and what position he plays, his contender selling for less than $1,000 blows my mind.
I think like there's like wide receivers and running backs from this year rookie tickets that are more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not even quarterbacks.
I've been trying to get all the 16 Prism I could find, but the issue is who else? Is it Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry was like driving up the 16.
And then you have scrub Jared Goff.
You got Goff and Wentz.
Yeah.
And Elliott.
Elliott, yeah.
Wentz going to have a comeback year, dude.
All right, well, we'll move into this next guy because maybe he wasn't involved in the dinosaur age of collecting. We're going to talk some Kyler Murray, whose contenders PSA 10, $2,300, and a silver prism for $2,500.
Compare.
I know you can get six DAC or four DACs. Yeah. You get four DAX for the price of one Kyler. One Kyler.
But this. But go back. Go to Football Reference there and look at his stats.
Yeah, I know. I know. I get it.
I bet he's not 20 games over 500 for his career.
Not yet.
It's still early.
You guys paying for Kyler Murray over Dak. You guys are crazy, man.
He was drafted in the first round for baseball. Was Dak drafted for baseball?
I don't care.
That's why people are paying more.
That
he's four times the athlete.
That means nothing.
Kyler is more flashy than Dak, for sure. He's more flashy.
Absolutely. And he doesn't have an injury.
You know what? Good.
Season-ending injury.
Leave all the Daks for me. You go out and you
buy one right now.
I'm on the bay right now.
Yeah, I mean, $2,300 for. I mean, but the interesting thing with Kyler is that the Cardinals got really good, and me as a Niner fan and Dan as a Ram fan, we can hope for second place this year because I think the Cardinals are going to win that division. J.J. Watt, I know, you know, a lot of injuries. J.J. Watt, they just signed A.J. Green. So they have A.J. Green and D-Hop, and then maybe Larry Fitzgerald signs there.
They're pretty nasty looking team.
They're loading, and who? I mean, still free agents to sign. There's still the draft. They could get somebody.
Yep.
So I have I'm a little biased because I do have some Kyler Murrays out there. So I'm very hopeful, and I'm gonna probably say he's undervalued at these prices, and especially because I'm comparing it to what people are paying for Herbert's. Right.
That's true.
Herbert's base, which we don't have up here, I think is around $5,000 or $6,000. Double Kyler.
I think Kyler's a good buy as well. Like I've been talking about Kyler for a long time.
Yeah, I don't
time.
Think he's overvalued.
Either, I don't think he's overvalued.
I don't know if he's
I don't think he's undervalued, yeah, but I think he's right. I think there's definitely you have a good chance of coming up on investing in Kyler.
Yeah.
But again, I still think Dak at the prices you actually can't lose.
Well, people are going to hold you to that.
Whatever. Like what? Cool. Like if it goes up 10 times, do I get a commission on it?
Dude, there's a lot of room for that Dak to go up.
I'm trying to find out what Herbert's are selling for. Like just a base. I only find. Oh look, yeah. Look at this. Just a raw.
Not even graded.
$3,300 for Justin Herbert. So. Yeah. Which is it's interesting how this hobby works because, you know, it's like as you go back farther, the guy sells for less. And we've talked about this before on the podcast, right? With the exception of Mahomes. So it's like all these guys, they go for less and less every year after their rookie year, except for one guy. So it's tough. Collecting and trying to predict this stuff is tough. But I just feel like I would not be spending the money on Herbert as I could get either. Well, for I could get what? I could get six Dak.
You could get Kyler and Dak.
Yeah.
Multiple times for the one Herbert.
Right. But I mean, Cardinals are putting themselves in a position to win games. So, and then you're gonna like this next one, Dan. We got your boy Matthew Stafford, which his contender's price has actually surprised me at 2025. But granted, it was 2009 playoff contenders. I mean, we're talking about before the dinosaur. We're talking like asteroid era. Like nobody was in the hobby in 2009.
I think I was actually, I think that was the first football card ever produced.
Yeah, right.
Back in 2009.
I
think it was the first card ever produced.
And there might be a population report on that of like four.
One.
So,
looking at it.
It's the only one. The only PSA 10. So $2,000 for Stafford and a blue refractor tops. GemMint 10, $2,500. These prices surprise me. But you're talking about a guy that's been doing this and being a successful quarterback, but not winning playoff games for the last 11 years. So do you think your boy Stafford is undervalued or overvalued?
First off, photoshopping there, amazing. That's a great uni. He looks good in that uni. He's gonna win some games. I ain't tripping. He's overvalued.
He's overvalued.
Is he a Hall of Famer? Probably.
Think so?
Probably.
So far, 74-90 as a quarterback.
Maybe not.
74-90, but a rating of 89, which is pretty solid.
Okay, well, if he actually does win a championship with the Rams, he probably is a Hall of Famer. But I think he may have to get that championship to be considered a Hall of Famer.
Has thrown for 5,000 yards before. close to 5,000 yards twice. So, I mean, stats are there. How many touchdowns does he have? He has touchdown percentage. He has 282 touchdowns. I mean, he's not going to probably break Breeze or Manning or any of those records. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. You think he's a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, I mean, well, put him up. Is he better than Jim Kelly? Jim Kelly went to four, didn't win one.
No, he's not better than Jim Kelly.
He's not better than Jim Kelly. Is he better than, well, he's not, then he's not better than Dan Marino. Because I think Jim Kelly was better than Dan Marino, right? Or no, Dan Marino is better than Jim Kelly.
They both didn't win him.
They both didn't win.
But Jim Kelly went to four in a row.
Jim Kelly went to four.
Yeah.
Damn.
And Marino and Kelly are both Hall of Famers. So that proves that you don't have to win a championship.
You don't have to win, yeah.
Yeah, but in the hobby, I think you do. I mean, like...
Well, wait, is he getting put into the hobby Hall of Fame,
yes,
or is he getting put into the NFL Hall of Fame?
He's definitely not the hobby Hall of Fame. But, I mean, you go 11 years
without a playoff
win.
What about the Lions Hall
of
Fame?
Yeah, definitely Lions. Probably number one all time.
Lion collectors, they probably love that card, right?
They did.
Not anymore. He's gone.
You don't think they don't like it anymore because he got traded?
I mean...
If you're like a Lions PC collector, right? And that's like your prized possession, that contender's rookie ticket of Stafford, and probably some Barry and Sanders and stuff. But you think that they're upset with their Stafford collection now? Or?
I don't know. I mean, if I'm not going to go buy any Jared Goff autos. Would you go that's buy true. Any Jamarcus Russell autos?
I don't buy Amari Cooper autos anymore, or Khalil Mack.
Tuiasosopo.
Ooh, Tuiasosopo.
Or Rich Gannon. Well, Rich Gannon's.
I feel like once the player leaves my team, I don't collect him
anymore. Guess it depends how great – because Jerry went to Oakland.
And was better.
Yeah.
Came into his own.
I love him in the black and silver uniform.
I agree.
But that won't stop you from collecting Jerry Rice as a Niner fan, right?
Right. So. But he won't collect a Jerry Rice card on the Raiders.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Eli Manning's SB in the chat piped in, said two Super Bowls and nobody wants his cards. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's kind of the oddball situation. And I agree with Alex that Stafford isn't close to Marino or Kelly, but we were kind of trying to put him in the category of guys that haven't won Super Bowls, I guess, is why we were comparing him.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't I was saying, like, if Stafford puts up five more years of similar stats that he's had – and doesn't win a championship, and you look at other quarterbacks that had a long career that didn't win a championship, those are the only guys I can think of who are in the Hall of Fame that didn't win, that maybe Dan Fouts. I think Dan Fouts is in the Hall of Fame. I don't think he won.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a lot of touchdowns, 41 touchdowns one season, 32, 24, 29. I mean, obviously, he's always that fantasy guy that you're like, I could have Stafford as my backup.
But Matt Ryan's a good
comparison.
Like Matt Ryan played in the same era. Matt Ryan did go to a Super Bowl. Should have won it. I don't know how they didn't.
Yeah.
But is Matt Ryan a Hall of Famer? But Matt Ryan, if I'm not mistaken, I think
I'd rather have Matt Ryan over Matt
but
Stafford.
I also think Matt Ryan won an MVP. At least one.
Maybe.
I think he did. Stafford definitely did it. Am I right?
Yeah.
Damn.
How do you do it?
How do I do it?
Vegas Dan.
Stafford hasn't won one. And Stafford also had one of the best receivers to throw to.
Well, and
ever.
You look at his record. I mean, it's tough. 4-12, 7-9, 7-9, 9-7, 9-7, 6-10. 11-5. He had one 11-5. So he had multiple seasons of just straight mediocrity, like, or below mediocrity at 7-9. 9-7. That's tough.
You would think that Jeff Fisher was the coach of that Lions team the whole time.
I think he was. I think Matt Millen's still running the
That sounds like a Jeff Fisher team.
It's crazy. So I will say that he is overvalued. I think if I had a Matthew Stafford, if I had this PSA 10, I would be selling it for that price right now, honestly. So let's move on to the last guy, which just also changed some colors here. We got Carson Wentz, who actually decided to go with number 2 and not number 11. I guess they're giving respect to Andrew Luck by not wearing number 12, but or not wearing number 11. No, he was number 11. He was no, Luck was 12. I thought he was 12 on the Eagles, but he's 11 on the Eagles, right? Is he 11 on the Eagles? Am I right?
Is he 2?
He's going with 2 now, not 11.
Who did this Photoshop there?
Well, and, they must assume because he was number 11.
And
on
Luck
the
and Luck number 12.
Luck was number 12. Yeah,
they retired. They retired Luck's number.
No. So you got Wentz as contenders, which obviously he's on the Eagles. As a rookie, now he's on the Colts. But championship ticket, 25 of 25. So a low number championship ticket, 9-5-10 for 1,600. And this silver is kind of probably a skewed because it's a pristine 10. So I'd say like probably a BGS 9-5 or a PSA 10 are probably going to be around like $400 to $500. What do you think? Undervalued, overvalued?
Overvalued.
Overvalued?
We're not looking at the base version rookie ticket, though. That's the number to 25 champ ticket.
Yeah, there might not have been many sales, to be fair. Not a lot of Carson Wentz exchanging hands at this point.
If Carson is the same price for a rookie ticket as Dak, I would still put him in the undervalued section with Dak.
Can't compare Dak to Carson Wentz.
Well, Carson Wentz.
I think they're
Carson
on the
Wentz
same level.
Carson Wentz has a Super Bowl.
I think they're on the same level.
Yeah.
But no, he won 11 games that year.
Yeah,
fam.
Yeah.
He is the reason they went.
You could make an argument that they don't make it to the Super Bowl.
Okay, yeah.
If Carson Wentz is the quarterback, do they get through the playoffs?
If Carson Wentz isn't the quarterback, does Nick Foles get them 11
magic.
Wins?
Nick Foles magic.
Would they be even positioned to be in the playoffs if Nick Foles played that entire season?
Right. He obviously sucks during the regular season.
It's funny. You got some good playoff players, right? Like Nick Foles. But then, you know, like regular – like Peyton Manning's the king of regular season, right?
Yeah, but what has Wentz done to justify any of those prices? And if Wentz was like
as much
so
as Dak
great,
has done, really?
If he was so great, why – would the Eagles draft another quarterback in the first round? Why would they trade away Carson Wentz?
I don't know. I think he's in a better position. I mean, the Colts have a really good offensive line. They lack in receiver ability, I think. I mean, they've got T.Y. Hill, who knows, getting older. But their defense is amazing.
Did you find any comps for the base?
I found this one for 162. It's obviously not the true. Here's an 4.80. For an 8.5 base,
so that's like
a raw
8.5 would be raw.
So about $400 probably, right? Give or take on a contenders. Let's see what the prisms would be.
Because when we're looking at the 25 and 1600, yeah, it looks crazy, like overvalued. But then that's like, you know, we were comparing all the other guys as rookie ticket.
It looks like a PSA 10 silver's
maybe like
700, 529. There you go,
500.
So 500 for a silver. Deck. Well, Dax was 1,000, right?
So Dax is double.
Dax about double. So it's about half.
Double the player.
I'm going undervalued. I actually still like Wentz, and I did watch a lot of Eagles games last year, and he looked pretty bad in a lot of them games. But I'm a believer, man. I think Wentz still got it.
Ooh, Bust in the chat saying Goff is better than Wentz.
I agree.
I don't know about that.
I agree.
I think the Rams teams is just better than the Eagles.
Yeah, I think this is his last shot, and he's on a team that's been built well. I mean, they've made some great trades. They've got Quentin Nelson on the line.
If they
go
4-12, it's Carson Wentz's fault.
Yes. They were actually saying last year that Quentin Nelson could have been the MVP of the whole league. That's how
they
this.
I thought you were going to say they.
Quentin Nelson
saying,
on the
Quentin
line.
Quentin Nelson could have been a better quarterback than Phillip Rivers.
So I mean, then they got Defoe as well, who had a great season. They got him from us in that trade. And,
they got Leonard.
So they've got Darius Leonard. Bro, they've got a great team.
I think it's probably not a stretch to say this either too much, but the Colts will have finished with a better record next year than the Cowboys. And I know they play in completely different, you know, divisions and stuff, but I think Wentz gets more wins.
So let me ask you.
You taking bets on that?
So let me ask you this. Would you buy Wentz over Dak?
Because he's cheaper, yeah. But I like Dak at that price too, the price that we were looking at earlier. But I even cheaper than Dak, Wentz is cheaper.
It's about half,
I still
right?
Like
so
Wentz.
Would you rather have two Wentz to one Dak, or would you just rather have
I would
one
say
Dak?
You'd sell every card you have, everything, and turn it into Dak Prescott cards.
Oh, my God.
Everything you got. Like, if you got a Luka RPA that you're going to sell for $4.6 million,
buy some Dak Prescott.
But the Cowboys cannot win playoff games. They cannot.
So
win
all your Luka,
games.
All your Zion.
They can't win regular games either.
Everything.
I'm going to buy Dak. Some Dak. I'm buying Dak.
Actually, I just completely changed the market. The market has been changed.
you hyped the card so
I
much.
I hyped the card so much
you better
that,
buy now.
That you're like, by tomorrow, Dak will be double the price. That's just what I do.
You and the with these 22 people in the chat right now.
Well, I mean, this plays worldwide.
Oh yeah, it's not just on YouTube.
It's not just on YouTube. It's,
yeah, there is a lot of people that download our podcast.
Once this podcast drops,
we're big in all the Luckin coffee shops.
Watch
overseas.
It. Watch it.
No, I think like it's gonna be close. Like I wouldn't take a bet on it because I do think it's gonna be close. But I feel like the Colts are probably in better position.
I think the Cowboys are a top three seed into the playoffs next year.
In the top three seed
in the NFC or in the
NFC.
Wow. Jeez.
Wow. Did you watch their games last year? Or?
Yeah, I did. they were running out there with Andy Dalton and Ben DiNucci.
Yeah, but Andy Dalton made
And they the, almost made the playoffs.
Andy Dalton made the playoffs
granted,
every single
granted,
year
they were
for the
in
Bengals.
The NFC East, and I think if you won six games, you were in it.
But Andy Dalton went to the playoffs every single year.
Dalton is a competent quarterback, so he should have made the playoffs.
You're Andy Dalton?
He's a competent quarterback.
He's competent.
He should have made the playoffs.
He's probably a top tier backup
with all that talent that Dallas has.
Top tier backup,
bro. Yeah. You know what?
What does that even mean?
I feel like
he's the best backup in the league,
bro. The Cowboys last year, they were like they had some kind of curse on them, bro.
They must have.
The amount of turnovers that they were coughing up every
Zeke had like two or three
every
game.
I don't know why Zeke was fumbling, but you know they got the best kicker.
Maybe Zeke's the problem. Maybe
they got the best kicker in the league.
Give the ball to Tony Pollard. They do have Greg the Leg, right?
They have Greg the Leg, Legatron.
Yeah, I mean, out of all this, I mean, I think I'm buying Dak out of all of these guys.
I'm buying
Dak and
I'm
Kyler
buying Wentz.
For me.
You're buying Dak.
I'm buying Wentz.
Everybody's buying Dak.
The only issue with Wentz, too, is that he is on a different team, and that kind of hurts it, too.
Well,
yeah, I agree.
And the Colts are not the Cowboys. The Cowboys.
They're not America's team.
They're not America's team.
Yeah.
I mean, there's more Cowboy fans out there than there are Colt fans.
Yeah, I mean, if Dak come week four is, like, leading the league and they're 4-0, I mean.
Oh,
yeah,
it's going to be madness.
Yeah, it probably is time to stock up right now.
Yeah.
And to be completely clear,
I have all of them.
No, we have zero right now.
I don't know about that.
This is not financial advice.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. We don't have a lot.
We may have one.
We may have like a couple.
I don't think we do, though.
No, I've been buying some here and there when they hit auction. But, yeah, I mean, we may have like – we definitely have the auto pin for sure.
We have that, yeah.
We've had that forever.
Yeah. That'll never be sold unless it goes for $1 million.
But and we actually didn't exchange it to get the real one because I actually think the auto pin is cooler to have.
Yeah.
But
it's a conversation piece.
Yeah, I think we have maybe we may have like two or three Prism rookies.
I think we have one regular Prism auto that wasn't auto pen, but looks weird too.
Yeah. But I think we have like as the base rookies, I think we have like maybe two or three.
Yeah.
We definitely don't have any NTRPAs or anything like that.
No, we did. We bought one for like $500, put it in a buyback. It was pretty dumb. But yeah, I mean that's where it is. But I wanted to be like, hey, full transparency, we're not trying to pump and dump the cards. We don't have a bunch. We may have a bunch come next week though. Never know. Going home, I'm buying every single one I can see in sight. So right now is the time.
That's not a bad thing. Actually, right now probably is a good time. I mean, it would have
said that. Well, he probably it actually probably would have been. Better
it would have been better.
The
it would have been better before the contract. It would have been better if like there was the uncertainty if he was going to stay with the Cowboys.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, that's all we got for the hype. We've got more Inception coming up next. I think we have a few sold out breaks, but later on in the evening, there is some spots available. As always, mojobreak.com for your break spots. You go on our site. Everything is scheduled. everything is guaranteed to break. We've been doing this for 10 years. We're having a 10-year anniversary special going on right now where every break that you get into, you get an entry into one of our free breaks, and we're doing that weekly. This week, we're doing a free break of clear-cut hockey and a box of Top Sterling. We're going to announce those winners on Wednesday of next week, and all you got to do is just buy in. So every time you buy in, you get an entry in to get into one of the free breaks, and just helping us celebrate 10 years of breaking. There's barely any other breakers out there that can say that they've been doing the same thing. So we got this thing down. We've got it on lock. We have 10 years of experience. So check it out, mojobreak.com, for your breaks. And we'll see you guys next week on The Hype. Peace.
What's up, everybody? Thanks for checking out our breaks here at mojobreak.com. Did you know we have another site where we ship sealed boxes around the world? It's mojobreakshop.com. We do pre-sales. We have all the wax you can imagine on the website, and we're offering a special introductory coupon for 10% off anything on the site. It's one-time use only. Save big on prices that are already lower than most websites out there. So get your stuff shipped right to your door and be your own breaker at mojobreakshop.com.
Use discount code MOJO10 at checkout on mojobreakshop.com for your introductory 10% off discount.